Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman's here. Karen's a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. No, I'm sorry, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. I'll do the math in a minute and get it right. 14 years she's been hanging out with us. She is she's the lady who's taught us so much about how to speak, how to talk to people, how to present ourselves, how to put our best foot forward. She wrote the books on the naked truth about selling, the naked truth about giving great speeches. She just happens to be Albert Einstein's cousin, which always helps. And she's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for being here. I'm glad to be on your show always.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. You're always welcome here. Hey, Karen, I'm really jealous about something you got to do recently. Tell the audience about it.
Ambassador Yossi Gal, who walked into the coffee shop a couple of weeks ago, saw me, smiled, and ordered his cappuccino. And we had a delightful breakfast meeting. And a little background about him. And I asked him this question in all of your various posts as Israelis, ambassador to France and Monaco and Washington, D.C. and the Netherlands. I said, in all of these great posts you've had, what are the three most important factors for power conversations?
And now, before you give us that, tell us a little bit more about him and how you guys came together.
Exactly. Like, what am I doing with this ambassador?
How was he fortunate enough to spend time with you? That's what I was thinking.
Good twist. I'll take it. A bit of context. You're right. Currently, Ambassador Gal is Hebrew University's Vice President of Advancement and External Relations. And Hebrew University, you might not know this, was co-founded by Albert Einstein. Hmm. And it houses the Einstein Archives. And he had an interest in meeting one of Einstein's relatives.
It's located where?
At Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
Okay.
In Israel. Mm-hmm. And Hebrew University is one of the top universities in the world. And Einstein was a co-founder. And in fact, all of his estate, all of his letters and correspondence is copyrighted. He gave it all to Hebrew University. As a matter of fact, if you ever see pictures of Einstein used in advertisements or mm-hmm. in any way possible, Hebrew University is the place where you had to get permission.
Right. They get a ka-ching every time that happens.
It would appear.
Yeah.
Yes, it
does. Yeah.
Anyway, Ambassador Gal is currently doing, and he is very involved. And between Einstein co-founded Hebrew University and houses the Einstein Archives, he had an interest in meeting one of Einstein's relatives, and that would be me.
How did that come to be that was you? Because there are others. There are others. I mean, I get it. I understand. But, I mean, did you win a lottery? Did he choose the smartest person, which would be my guess?
Thank you.
My guess. But I mean, how do you go about that?
One of the things that you often talk about in your show is the power of networking and the power of connections.
Right.
And I spoke in Montreal for the Einstein Legacy Project. And Montreal has it was an amazing event in September.
Right.
And while I spoke at this event, along with Nobel Peace Prize laureates and scientists from around the world, it was quite an event. I met with the Hebrew University, the president of Hebrew University,
mm-hmm.
and he is the one that put me in contact with Ambassador Gal.
So it turns out you took a trip and became 1 degree of separation.
I was.
Yeah, all it took was getting up off her backside and going somewhere, folks. This is what I tell you about all the time. Get out of your four walls, get outside your building, go outside, go do something, meet people. You never know, as Robert Frost says, as way leads on to way, you never know where you wind up.
And to your point, I said yes to an event in my hometown of Dallas, Texas. And at that event, I met the organizers of this Einstein Legacy Project event. And then I said a few words in that environment, and then they invited me and sent me to Montreal to open this conference.
Right.
And it was one of the highlights of my year.
No kidding. I've been highlighted, and I just know you.
That's
a big deal. I'm so proud of you.
And so at that four-day event in Montreal, I met these other people. I met the head of the NASA, the longest-tenured administrator at NASA.
Right.
Like I said, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate nominee.
They got the word back to the ambassador.
Yes.
And he said, I want to meet that lady, and he comes to Dallas to do it.
He came to Dallas, and he was meeting with people, and he said, while I'm there, I'd like to meet with me.
So now you're in front of him in the coffee shop, and we're back to you're asking him this question.
I did. I'm curious, what makes for power conversations? What are the three most important factors? And he said, in all my years of involvement with international relationships, he says, I see five crucial factors for effectively communicating and negotiating. And here they are. Number one, education. Number two, education. Number three, education. Number four.
So he stole that little litany from real estate, right? Location, location,
exactly.
Location. Right?
Except it's education. And three of them are education. The fourth, curiosity. And number five is respect.
Wow.
So and what he said, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold on a thought. So, folks, you got the list. Education, curiosity, and respect. And, you know, I've talked about curiosity around here. It's a big deal. And when we come back, I'm going to get Karen Cortell Reisman to expand on this. What did he mean when he said all this? Why did he say education three times? That's coming up right after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back. Karen Cortell Reisman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.